Have you ever read a book that you are enjoying so much, you start to slow down, start to read it less as you get closer to the end? This is not the first time it's happened to me, but I'm finding excuses not to listen to this last book that I'm likely going to be reading on the subject of the Marines in World War II. And for that reason, as well as this book in particular was so, so good and still is, I don't want the story to end. I don't want the characters to leave me. I don't want to start a new book, start a new story, for this story was such a full one. 22 on Peleliu by George Pito is a book whose cover I saw multiple times while researching the next book in the World War II subject in the Pacific that I would read next in my now 10-book saga over the last 3 months. But with its very obvious title and seemingly about a single campaign that I already knew better than most other campaigns that I read books about, and already knew a little bit about Peleliu from books like With the Old Breed on Peleliu in Okinawa by Eugene Sledge and others. So it wasn't until I finished the last book I read, which was actually on Okinawa, solely covering that battle. That was the 9th book. That I decided to take a chance on Mr. Pito and his book and have never regretted the choice. Out of the 10 books I've read, I would definitely put this one near the top, probably top 3. I'm thinking this one. I mean, out of all the books I read, there were only a few that were autobiographical, if you will, solely about a single Marine's kind of journey through it. Helmet for My Pillow, With the Old Breed, Code Talker, and this book, and all 4 of those I would definitely recommend, but this one's a really, really good one. While it does have moments of utmost savagery in war, most of this book, 22 on Peleliu, revolves around the author's life before joining the military, and then before being sent into battle. George is considered an old breed Marine, which means that he was in the Marines before war broke out. He was in the Marines for about 2 years before that ever happened, whereas many other Marines, some of which I have read the books from, joined much later after after the war had started and the battles had started taking place. In his maturity, both in age and mind, I feel like he gives a very honest retelling of his life about the times in the 1930s and 40s. For what it was like to be alive at that time. What did you do for fun back then? What were parents like? How did you date people? How did you meet people? What was school like? What type of cars were out there? The author does a really good job of bringing you along for the ride of his life, which eventually leads him to the bloodiest battle in Marine Corps history. Not Peleliu, like the title would have you and myself believe before I started, but Okinawa. 22 on Peleliu by George Pito is an absolute must to anyone on their own WW2 Pacific book binge. But now, I'm lost as to what I should read next. I'm not even sure if it should be a war book or not. If I would even enjoy listening to a book that doesn't talk about battalion strength and carbine rifles and 45 pistols and that always waiting enemy force and impending bonsai charges. while at the same time I subjected myself for the past 3 months to day after day after day of hearing stories of humans from both sides being killed, dismembered, and experiencing trauma that no human should ever have to endure in their own life, that I now live with in my memories. I'm at a loss as to where to go, and yet I do not yet want to go.